Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Mary Sue Barrett is the president of the Metropolitan Planning Council. Mary Sue, it's John Williams. You're on WGN. Thanks for joining us.
I'm delighted to be with you, John.
Intriguing idea that's being reported. I'm looking at a story in the Sun-Times. First of all, tell us, what is it that you do as a person, as the president of the Planning Council?
So the Metropolitan Planning Council is an organization that's been a change maker for a very long time. We are not part of government, but we work every day with our public sector leaders and with people at the local community level who experience things that aren't working, and try to put the pieces together of great ideas, data, and solutions to affect a better region, one that's more equitable for everyone. So transportation has been one of those topics for a very long time.
Sounds like it. Metra, according to the Sun-Times today, lost 89% of its riders during the pandemic. CTA trains down 77%. CTA bus and Pace down off 50 and 60%. So, and it's no surprise to any of us that still ride them or see them go by, just nobody's on those things anymore.
That's right. We've had a complete change in all of our lifestyles. Obviously, essential workers are more dependent than ever on transit round the clock, and we're dependent on them being able to get to their workplaces if people are working in hospitals or distribution centers. But many people, and I'm one of those fortunate, have been able to work from home. So it's no surprise that those transit numbers, ridership numbers, have plummeted. But we need that system there for us to keep our economy going. And as people consider returning to work with vaccinations becoming more widespread, even this week.
But the CTA has continued to run. They have not altered their schedules, right? The buses and trains are running as often as they did before the pandemic, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. And here's an example that we can cheer, because so often the levels of government and the private sector kind of miss the mark of banding together around big, important solutions. In this case, during COVID, we kept our transit systems whole. That was a commitment from our congressional delegation. Illinois has been very strong on that. So making sure that the recovery package that have rolled out in May and in December again provided help for a whole bunch of basic human needs, and transit service is one of them. So, yes, we've held that service together because, you know, roughly in our region, half of the cost of paying for transit comes from people paying fares. So once that disappears, obviously, you need some additional help.
Wow.
So that's a short-term solution, John, but the longer-term solution is, you know, how do we restore confidence and ridership?
And so your suggestion is that maybe for a while they don't charge to ride public transportation.
I've actually got a few suggestions. So the Metropolitan Planning Council, along with our allies, we work closely with the Chicagoland Chamber and the Civic Committee, again, private and sector and others. What we found is that people want more choices. So whether it's bikers or walkers, they want to know that we're going to invest some of these new dollars in providing those choices for people. For transit riders, yes, I think and maybe you have the same experience that I do. When I talk to friends and family, they talk about concerns about safety, their own health, safety, and just a worry about whether transit is a good choice for them. And so we need to make it easy, encourage people back. Today, you can't even imagine if everyone returned to their car, what sort of a nightmare gridlock and climate impact we would have. So we know that's a future we don't want.
I think that's an interesting way to paint the picture, is that, look, if everybody comes back, we'll have pre-pandemic traffic. Nobody wants that. But guess what? The way it's shaping up now is everybody's going to come back, to the degree they will anyway. We'll have a lot more traffic, and then you're going to have all the public transportation people who said, I'm not going to ride the bus anymore, and then it's going to be even worse. I mean, I could see that scenario. So One of the reasons, I guess, to give free ridership on CTA and Metra would be to make sure that we don't further clog up the Eisenhower and the Dan Ryan, right?
That's right. What we know in our region is that the transit system is very interdependent. If you are a person who never takes transit because that's your choice or it's not convenient for you, those two-thirds of people who work in the Central Business District who do take transit make your commute better every day.
Yeah.
So we all need
yeah.
transit. The other data point I love is when we did a study with to inform the state's debate in 2019 about investing in Rebuild Illinois, which was the state's last commitment to transportation investments. One of the things we uncovered was that during the recession, the only places in Illinois where jobs grew during that you know dark time period were within a half mile of transit. So if you want to rebuild your economy and add jobs, you need transit because that's where people and employers want to be. McDonald's is an excellent example. We know about their high-profile relocation of their headquarters from Oak Brook to the West Loop, and that was because their talent, their future was tied to mm-hmm. making sure that they had a diverse workforce. And in relocating their headquarters, they found that 90% of their workforce used to drive alone, and today 90% make other choices because they can. So there's lots of things that can be done. Offering some financial support to pay for transit is one of those. But companies thinking hard about where to locate, and then also providing incentives to make that travel easier, whether it's by transit or rideshare or shuttles. Employers in the past could kind of just wipe their hands and say, "Your commute, your problem. You figure it out." But today, employers are saying, I really value a diverse workforce. Turnover is costly for me. People want to, they're going to have choices about where to work as the economy resurfaces, recharges and recovers. So employers can be part of the solution here, too.
I understand that, but I think the reason that people aren't riding public transportation is not the cost. It's the concern about the safety, the COVID safety or the violence safety. Since there are fewer people on, say, CTA trains right now on the L, you really do feel isolated. You're more vulnerable. And the reporting of some people getting mugged on CTA trains, I think, is very disturbing to people. That lingers. I think that's a bigger problem than the cost issue. What do you think about that?
Well, John, there's perception and there's reality. The incidence of crime is not been showing a spike, but I don't minimize that one bit. It's a concern. We actually want to give people lots of information, and technology can be a help here. So before you hop on a Metra or a CTA train, to be able to know what's the capacity of that train. I don't want to be on the most crowded train.
Yeah.
A lot of people are going to have much more flexibility about when to travel. I'm thinking about employers which are, have multiple job sites. One of the things that companies like, call centers for AT&T or employees for Ulta, when they have multiple locations, in the past, companies wouldn't necessarily help their workers figure out, well, can we reassign you to a different location that would make your transit your transportation less of a nightmare. And so again, companies being part of the solution, along with this infrastructure package that President Biden is announcing just today, I think all of those pieces come together to make sure we have clean transit, safe transit, help with the cost. And that might just be a temporary thing. It could be something as an enticement, right? I like a coupon. I like a deal.
Yeah, right.
And so
right.
Why not offer that to say, I tried that in 2021. Maybe I never tried transit before, but I tried it and it worked and my employer helped. Even for our small workforce, the Metropolitan Planning Council pays for half of our employees' transit.
Not a fact. I hope my boss is listening.
A little bit of help. There you go.
Yeah, no kidding. Mary Sue Barrett is the president of the Metropolitan Planning Council, reporting today about her idea, and it's maybe worth a thought. I'm out of time today, Mary Sue, but before you go, let's catch up again down the road, okay?
Would enjoy that. Thank you, John.
I appreciate your time.